Welcome to another program. That was the HMV Delhi Orchestra in India in the late 1930s and an uncredited piano solo. Today's broadcast is part two of one we started a while back of unusual Indian recordings, instrumental recordings. In the first part, we examined some classical music that came from an unusual cache shipped from a wooden crate and preserved for nearly half a century, as it was, and we examined many different ragas and different instruments. Today we'll do a little more of the same and skip around in various ways, stylistically and chronologically. To begin the next set in our presentation, we go to the 1920s in a Columbia recording of an unusual instrument. This one called the tabula, or the tabula, which sounds something like a tar. It sounds something like a fretted instrument played with a plectrum. This is the Malabar Star, as he is billed, Master Gul Muhammad, and the piece is Tumbri.
Thank you.
Vendinin, an instrumental on the Jalatarangam, or Jalatarang, by V. Palaniandi. This is a 1930 recording, and as we said, features the Jalatarang, which is, in this recording, a remarkably expressive sound, which I cannot explain. These are tuned water bowls that are played by a seated musician, arranged in a semicircle before him. And I just cannot explain the expressiveness and the tremolo effect on the notes that are very emotional. And I don't know if it's the motion of the water in the vessel, but the expressiveness is really remarkable on this recording, as you just heard. Before that, we heard a Gath or Gat by two musicians who chose English names for their credit on the label. On this, again, this Columbia recording from about the same time, D. Marshall and H. Don Vincent. Marshall playing the harmonium, a very crisp and clear recording, and sort of off mic, buried behind there, is being doubled melodically on the mandolin, which became quite popular on recordings at this time. Harmonium and mandolin duet, two examples of Hindustani music. And we started the set with a special South Indian recording, as it is built on another earlier Columbia from nearly a decade before. And Master Gul Muhammad, and as the label reads, the tabula, which I always thought was a drum, but sounds very much like a saz on that instrumental that opened our set. For our next set, we are returning to some Carnatic music, and we will hear from Flute Mahalingam, as he is credited. Mahalingam, which is a name I'm sure with a very rich story in reference to the Lingam and the cult that surrounds it in India. We'll hear this flute solo to begin with, and one which was prestigious enough to bear composer credits on many of these early Columbia recordings. And we will follow Mahalingam's solo with a duet with another legendary name, T. Chaudhaya, and some really remarkable music, flute and violin. Carnatic recordings, once again, from about the 1930s into the 1940s, recorded for Columbia in India, now Flute Mahalingam. Thank you. And there you heard it briefly audible at the last seconds of that piece, an acknowledgement by one of the musicians. Ah, and a job well done. That piece was called Paramanam Iche, and the duet is between Mahalingam, T.R. Mahalingam on the flute, and T. Chaudhaya of the legendary Chaudhaya brothers on the violin, recorded for Columbia on their Carnatic series in about the early 1940s. The Chaudhaya brothers were legendary, as well as Mahalingam, and he might even be heard way in the background, again off mic, as a common problem on many of these early Indian recordings is the placement of the musicians. We heard two pieces credited only to T.R. Mahalingam. The first was Ragam, and the second piece in that previous set is Kamboji Ragam Tanam. Recordings from the 1940s and featuring two giants of the music, Chaudhaya playing his trademark seven-string violin. He is so well known in southern India that you can visit a great shrine to him where there are photographs and objects, a photograph showing him in traditional costume, his head anointed with the cow dung ashes. It's really a very dramatic building, which is actually in the shape of a violin, a huge shrine to Chaudhaya. We're going to hear in this next set, as we approach the halfway mark here on the Secret Museum, we are going to hear the second part of something that was, in fact, reissued on the discs that bear those names. This by Vidvam Rajamanikam Pillai Kambokanam. And we want to hear this really beautiful violin solo continued here in part two. In Takganan Ananda. Thank you. We began our set with the beautiful part two of the instrumental in Takanananda by Kumbho Konan on the old Columbia recording, that violin solo. And then we treated you to two parts, both parts of Raga Jintal. And this on a Hindustan record, beautiful record made in India, beautiful, colorful label. And someone was kind enough back in the 1940s to write the translation of which I just read to you in fountain pen, thankfully. That was the incredibly light touch of Professor Vali Ullah Khan on the sitar. And that brings to mind that prestigious name of Khan as portrayed on these old records. We are going to hear from some other Khans as we move to Western India, and we are going to hear the son of the late Imnath Khan. He is credited on the records here as Professor Vilayat Khan of Guripur. And this, again, is another remarkable player. And we will hear his solo on the sitar, Sitar Gat. We will follow that with a remarkable early recording. This again on 78, to just show you the breadth of the names that we are familiar with these days. This is half a century ago. We'll hear from Ustad Ali Akbar Khan with a young Pandit, Ravi Shankar, with another raga, and just a glimpse at some of the many Khans and their tremendous contribution to records from early on in the industry. So first, to Vilayat Khan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some incredibly moody music. Two pieces, Ustad Ali Akbar Khan and Pandit Ravi Shankar, a half century ago. I'm sorry I can't read the Hindustani for you, but we can mention the tabla player on the first piece was Kishan Maharaj, and on the second piece, Junan Ghosh. These recordings from HMV in about 1950. And before that, we heard the great Vilayat Khan, certainly one of the greatest of India's sitar musicians, absolute master, and a piece called Gujari Todi, Jalad, as it says on the label, or Jalat. And that recorded for HMV. For our final set, we are going to hear the sounds of the snake pipe, the Nada or Nagaswaram, and we have another Carnatic recording. This one, a piece actually recorded by Chaudhaya and Mahalingam, who we heard earlier in this program. The artist is T.N. Rajaratnam Pillai, and This is called Raga Alapana. And we will follow that with another Nagaswaram piece. These recorded in Calcutta in the 1940s. Raga Alapana. Thank you. a recording for Columbia, made in Calcutta. And really, that brings us just to the wire here in this installation of the Secret Museum of the Air. We hope you enjoyed our program. We will end with a piece, part one, of a piece called Modi, played by a Mr. Subramanyam. And this record from the 1930s, recovered in Madras by a friend of the museum, Mr. Benno Heupel, who we thank profusely for much of the material on tonight's broadcast. And until next time, from us at the Secret Museum, good night.